Thursday's round of solid U.S. economic data only makes things more challenging for financial markets as it further justifies the need for rates in the U.S. to be moving higher. Remember, earlier this week, U.S. CPI came in hotter than forecast, which had fueled this latest fallout in risk assets. And so stocks have been under pressure and the U.S. dollar has been in demand. And as much as other central banks are talking more hawkish, this hasn't been nearly enough to offset hawkishness out from the Fed, which continues to push those yield differentials in the buck's favor. Economic data abroad has been concerning as well. Eurozone trade numbers were discouraging the other day, and UK retail sales just came in well below forecast. Meanwhile, RBA Low hasn't done anything to help the Australian dollar's cause after talking down the need for outsized rate hikes going forward. Key standouts on Friday's calendar include some ECB speak, Eurozone inflation data, Canada housing starts, and U.S. Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.